WNRN is supported by SevillePodcast.com and by Songs, Inc. Videos from this interview are available at youtube.com/WNRN Radio.
Well, I want to welcome back to the WNRN studios, Jim Wave. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Ann. Thanks for having me back.
Well, I'm always glad to see you, and we always tease each other that, you know, we run into each other in the grocery store and all around town.
Usually the grocery store.
Usually the grocery store. But it's always a pleasure to have you here in the WNRN studios. And you got a big show happening at the Jefferson Theater tomorrow night.
Yeah, playing at the Jefferson. Looking forward to it. It's a great room.
Well, I bet you there, you get a lot of questions about how your bass player, Jen, is doing, because many people saw her kind of getting larger and larger with her little baby, and now she's had it. And
yes, she has. Proud mother of Theodore Jackson Fleischer Fisk.
And how does that all work with the band, having a little baby in tow with the bass player?
Well, so far so good. You know, we're only playing about half as much as we used to, which is good because I think babysitters are kind of expensive. But seems to be working out okay, and he's a beautiful little boy. Really is.
Well, it's kind of nice to have musical parents and a little kid. I'm sure they have a really, really good time.
Yeah.
And you're going to have a whole group of people playing tomorrow night with you. Of course, the usual suspects and the young divorcees, Jen, yeah. We just talked about, Charlie Bell.
Charlie Bell will be there, and Anna Matajasic, our fiddle player. So the original lineup. And then in the opening slots, we've got Shannon Worrell, who, I mean, if you've ever listened to music, you know who she is. She's awesome. Writes great songs. And then a newer songwriter, Carly Nesbitt, who has a lot going for her, too. Sounds really good.
Well, so, and of course, you're going to have your friends, the Acorn Sisters, stepping in at times?
I'm hoping so. And that's the plan, yeah. That's the Acorns, all new Acorn Sisters, Sarah White and Sean Richards. And they sang on our last record, and will hopefully come up and sing a couple of songs with us there.
We've got Jim Wave here in the WNRN studios. The big show tomorrow night at the Jefferson with Jim Wave and his band. What are you going to do for us first, Jim?
I'm going to try to do a happy song. I have to try to do those. But this is off the second record. It's called Give Me Some Lovin'. You're the prettiest thing that I've ever seen. Come over here, sit on my knee. Give me some loving. Give me some loving. Cause you're the prettiest thing I ever seen. Yeah, you wiggle just right when you walk on by. Try to speak but can only sigh. Give me some loving. Give me some loving. Your prettiest thing I ever seen. Yeah, your eyes are deep and they sparkle bright, kinda like the stars at night. Your lips are red like sweet, sweet wine. Wanna get drunk all the time. So come on over here, put your arms around me. Squeeze me so tight I can barely breathe. Give me some lovin'. Give me some lovin'. Your prettiest thing I ever seen. Yeah, your skin, it came from the creamery. Your hips, they came from the dreamery. Some things are meant to be. Come on, pretty baby, won't you dance with me? So won't you give me a peck on my right cheek, so I got something to think of when I go to sleep. Give me some loving. Give me some loving. Your prettiest thing I ever seen. Yeah, give me some loving. Give me some loving. It's your prettiest thing I ever seen.
WNRN, Jim Wave solo this morning in the WNRN studios. Tomorrow night, he's going to have a whole host of friends and fellow musicians on stage with him at the Jefferson Theater. And he played this song off the newest Jim Wave and the Young Divorcees album The album's called Strike a Match. And I remember talking about this album with you when it was coming out, and you recorded it in Esmont, is that correct?
Yes, we did. Rod Coles engineered it for us.
And we'll talk about some of your other projects, but have you been back recording at all? Or
Nope, but I've actually been writing recently, which is a good thing. I've kind of had a writer's block for a little while there. Couldn't get anything out, and now it's starting to come out.
Good. So you're going to maybe play some of the new songs tomorrow night, or are you going to wait for another day?
I'm probably going to wait for another day, but you'll hear stuff that we've brought out some old chestnuts and stuff, so there's some surprises.
Jim Wave is in the WNRN studios this morning, and tomorrow night he's going to be at the Jefferson Theater with his band, The Young Divorcees. Well, I have to say, firmly etched in my memory, probably for the rest of my life, is a moment last spring when you all came into the WNRN studios and actually filmed part of...
I invaded your space.
It's okay. It was a good thing. For a movie called My Fool Heart. And I guess you did most of the filming last spring. And when you guys did the Fridays After Five, kind of late summer... there was certainly some talk about that, but give us the latest, because I have to, you know, you and I are friends on Facebook, and I'm a fan of the movie, so I look for updates, and the last I heard was they're starting to wrap it up.
Yep. I believe the video editing is getting done, and then it's on to sound and music.
Sound and music. So that's a whole another segment of it is to
apparently do. So, yeah. When you... making a movie, you break it all down and put it back together and make it seem like you never broke it down. But so, hopefully maybe summertime, something like that.
So tell people a little bit about this film, and maybe a thumbnail sketch of the plot that you were involved in this movie. You're a bad guy. You're a person on the run. What's your character? Although you're Jim Wave well.
I'm pretty much Jim Wave in it. I didn't have to do a whole lot of acting, thank God, because I'm not really an actor. But in the movie, two fellas from England come and try to kill me, and that's kind of the basis for the story, which is fiction, but it's me, and. It's got a lot of Virginia musicians in it, and people, and different areas of the state. So I think it's going to be enjoyable to watch. I've seen bits and pieces of it, and it looks really great.
Well, I got to play myself, so I got to be me, too, in the movie as well. So it was kind of fun.
I think that was the genius of the idea, was get everybody to play themselves, and then they don't have to worry about it.
So, you know, it was fun to be here and be a part of this whole event for you with this movie. And it's kind of interesting time for movies and country music, too, because have you seen the Crazy Heart movie yet?
No, I haven't, but I've heard really good things, and apparently Jeff Bridges did an awesome job, so I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Well, I also think that it's going to just whet the appetite of everyone to see another movie about a country artist.
Yeah, another movie about a down-on-his-luck country artist. Something new and original. No, well, this is a little different. It's kind of got some edge to it, and it's dark and funny, and I think it might be a little different than Crazy Heart in that aspect, the funny part anyway.
Right, well, but it's going to have some good music in it, and I don't know. I think it'll be complimentary in a good way, so I'm happy that, you know, in some senses you get to ride that wave. With this movie that, you know, I didn't hear about this movie until it was, you know, kind of putting itself out on the platform for Oscar nominations, right. And that which is in December, really, and it didn't come to be played in this area until February. So we've been hearing about your movie for a while, and so yep. We're looking forward to it whenever it comes. Another live song for us, Jim? What are you going to do?
Sure. I'll do, this one's off the first Divorcee record, self-titled, record. This one's called Blue Shadow. Won't you look into my eyes? Maybe there you'll see what I'm trying to talk about, what I'm trying to be. Won't you look into my eyes? Maybe there you'll see the other side of midnight, the other side of me. I walked along the river, I walked along the tracks, walked a million miles, I ain't never coming back. See, I have lived forever, 100 times I died. I have loved 100 times and 100 times I cried. But you can't make me go back there when I don't wanna go. When you know there's nothing left, nothing but blue shadow. Nothing but blue shadow. Blue shadow calling, calling me home. I'm gonna walk that lonesome valley all alone. All alone, I'm coming home. Choose your friends wisely, choose them well, my friend. They're the only ones best standing with you at the end. I walked that lonesome valley, I walked it all alone. Walked it till my feet were broke and I was shivering to the bone. But you can't make me go back there when I don't wanna go. When you know there's nothing left, nothing but blue shadow, nothing but blue shadow.
WNRN, Jim Wave in the WNRN studios this morning. He'll be with his band, The Young Divorcees, tomorrow night at the Jefferson Theater. Also, Shannon Worrell will be there. Carly Nesbitt will be there. And, of course, the Acorn Sisters are probably going to step on stage and help out with a few songs. It's always a pleasure to see them out and about. So, Jim, tell us a little bit, go back a little bit in your history to talk a little bit about where this music comes from. I've certainly heard you play Hank Williams songs and some of the country classics, but when were you turned on to that music? What was it, kind of in the cradle, or were you in?
It was pretty early, actually. I'll date myself, but I grew up watching like the Johnny Cash Show on TV and Hee Haw when it was in prime time, you know, back then. And so kind of early, and then I distanced myself from it, went into different genres, and then finally decided that it was time to embrace my redneckness. And so that was a while ago, too. I hate to say I'm middle-aged. So I've gone different paths, but ended up in the same place. So it's been a big circle.
Did you ever play any like punk music? I always figure out that actually is a good place for people to be, no matter wherever they end up. It's always a good place to have kind of screamed and yelled and thrashed on your instruments a bit.
Yep, I did some of that when I was younger. There's some real similarities between old school country music and punk music. They're both kind of rebellious type music on the outside, and they talk about things that matter to like normal people that happen in their lives. And that's kind of what turned me on to country, was that I could relate to it, and then I could honestly sing it in an honest way. And I think that comes across. You can tell when someone's not being honest, really, when they're singing. And so this, it's in me, and it's got to come out. So this is what I do.
We've got Jim Wave in the WN Run studios this morning. The show at the Jefferson is tomorrow. We are going to have a pair of tickets to give away at the end of our interview with Jim. Another tune for us this morning? What are you going to play for us next?
Let's see. How about... we'll do the... This is the divorcee anthem. This is a song called Fool. If you save me walking with somebody else, 'cause I don't love you no more. If you see me dancing with somebody else, 'cause I don't love you no more. I gave you my heart and my soul, you know it's true. I gave you it all, but and what did you go and do? You're such a fool. If you save me hugging somebody else, 'cause I don't love you no more. If you see me kissing on somebody else, 'cause I don't love you no more. I gave you my heart and my soul, you know it's true. I gave you it all, and what did you go and do? You're such a fool. So goodbye to you. I hope that you find paradise you made up in your mind. It's plain to see our love's gone south. You get to step in, I keep the house. 'Cause I gave you my heart and my soul, you know it's true. I gave you it all, and what did you go and do? You're such a fool. If you see me gilding antlers with somebody else, 'cause I don't love you no more. If you see that your Jesus ain't up on my shelf, 'cause I don't love you no more.
WNRN, Jim Wave in the WNRN studios this morning. With some music for us, and he's going to be joining with his band, the Young Divorcees, tomorrow at the Jefferson Theater. Also, Shannon Worrell and Carly Nesbitt will be there as well. I'm going to take a quick break, and I'll be back with more music with Jim Wave. We've got Jim Wave here in the WNRN studios, and he is playing tomorrow night at the Jefferson Theater with the Young Divorcees, Shannon Worrell, and Carly Nesbitt. I remember naively asking you all when one of the first times you came in, maybe the very first time, saying, where'd you get the name Young Divorcees? And I think it was Jen that piped up who just said, well, we've all been divorced.
Everybody's been pretty divorced. But I think they're all getting hitched up again, so we might have to change the name.
I don't know. For a country group, that is an awesome name, I have to say. First of all, it's very ear-catching. I mean, I don't know. If it fits... Why not?
That's right. That's right.
If nothing else, everyone at least got divorced young, even if they got married later.
That's right. We'll be with our canes being the Young Divorcees walking around.
Well, it's a great name for a country band.
Thank you.
I think you should keep it.
We will.
So you've been writing a lot, or some anyway.
Some, yeah.
And we've got this one. What else is happening this spring for you and the band? You playing out a lot, or a lot of people doing family stuff these days?
Well, we've got some playing to do. We're going to be over the mountain in Harrisonburg next month, and got some private functions coming up this month, and then hopefully we'll be doing movie stuff. We're doing what we can and trying to balance it all. I'm a Libra, so trying to balance everything, and can't really be done, but I'm trying.
Well, I'm always living two lives since I'm a Gemini.
There you go.
What can you do? Well, we got Jim Wave here. One more live song for us this morning, Jim.
Sure. This one's off the first record, and it's called Bend. And you can get our stuff on iTunes now, which is pretty cool. I think we made that joke we were in here last time pretending that was true, and it's true now. That's right. This one's called Ben. Kind of forgetting what I'm talking about. That whistle blowing was the middle of the night. It was taking your soul away on moonlight. I saw those steel wheels rolling down a silver thread of light. It was leaving me behind a face wrong from right. Heard them angels singing all around my cabin door, saying I won't see your face no more. I don't know if I can bend without breaking. I don't know if I can take another day. I don't know if I will live to see tomorrow. Won't you carry my broken dreams on your way? You see, I'm used to being alone. I planted that dark seed, now that dark seed is grown. Screen door slam as I ran into the night. Well, I could not see for all the tears in my eye. And I'm standing on that mountain, Lord, screaming at the sky. It's not forever, it's not goodbye. I don't know if I can bend without breaking. I don't know if I can take another day. I don't know if I will live to see tomorrow. Would you carry my broken dreaming on your way? Won't you carry my broken dreams on your way?
WNRN. Jim Wave is my guest this morning in the WNRN studio. He and his band, The Young Divorcees, are going to be at the Jefferson Theater tomorrow night. Shannon Worrell will be there. Carly Nesbitt will be there. It'll be a fine evening of music at the Jefferson. Well, Jim, always a pleasure. Look forward to running into you in the grocery store and on the downtown mall.
Yep, and I'll see you there.
Okay.